News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Fascinating new report out today. Automation in Irish towns, who's most at risk? This new report tells us 40% of jobs are at risk due to the rise of machines, but it delves into those figures and it actually tells us the towns across the country that are most at risk. Edgeworthstown in County Longford is the town most at risk from people losing their jobs to machines. Ballyjames Duff in Cavan, Carrick and Shure in Tip, Portlaw in Waterford, Clonus in Monaghan, Tullow in Carlow, Kerr in Tipperary, Lifford in Donegal. Towns least at risk, so those who are best adjusted to meet this challenge: Barna outside Galway, Strandhill outside Sligo, Malahide in Dublin, Anacotti in Limerick and Greystones in County Wicklow. Interesting, most of those towns are close to big urban centres. Kieran, you're kind of adopting a sort of a glass half full attitude to this.
Yeah, I find this type of stuff fascinating. We're actually going to be speaking, when the researchers is live in our Cork studio, we're going to be speaking to him in just a couple of minutes. But I look at this and I suppose I don't look at 2 in 5 jobs replaced and think 40% unemployment. I think, what are those jobs that those 40% are going to be doing in the future? Because that's been the experience in human history whenever there's been a big technological jump. Like the horse and trap 100 years ago, we didn't need all those farriers and stable boys, but suddenly Dunlop needed people working in the factory building manufacturing tyres. You needed mechanics.
And the Luddites were wrong about the loom or whatever. Like it did get rid of jobs, but new jobs were created.
Yeah, and you're going to see that everywhere around Ireland. Now that might be kind of a scant consolation for someone who's working a machine press and is thinking, hold on, what is the new job? I don't know what it
is. It brings challenges.
I'm staring down the barrel of possible unemployment in the next few years. But like, in a longer term view of the Irish economy, and Seamus Coffey is going to be speaking about the longer term view of the economy in a few minutes time from the Fiscal Advisory Council, I think this is an exciting time for the Irish economy.
Okay, government likes to talk about the knowledge economy. The one point I would make, and we won't labour because we have mentioned it quite a bit on this show, is if you're going to have a knowledge economy and you're going to have those new kind of jobs, you've got to invest in third level education. Right now that is not happening. There is political cowardness about that issue. Our universities are sliding down the rankings. But let us know, do you see the rise of the machine as a threat or an opportunity? If you're in one of those towns, Edgeworthstown or Ballyjames Duff or Eden Derry in Offaly or Fettard in Tipperary, let us know what it might mean to you. 53106 for 30 cent, or tweet us at BreakfastNT.
Now joining me on the line, as I said, live from our Cork studio, is Dr. Frank Crowley, who is one of the report authors, lecturer in economics in UCC. Frank, Shane listed some of the towns there, the most at risk towns. What is it about the jobs in these towns that makes them more at risk of being automated?
Well, I suppose the key thing here is that most of the jobs might be routine based, and so with routine based type jobs, we know that these are easier to automate, and so the types of jobs that you'd be talking about would be office secretarial administrative support positions, maybe process plant operators, jobs in agriculture and customer service, but in particular manufacturing jobs.
And the towns then, I assume then, at the other end of the scale that are not as negatively affected, is it that, I know, say, Malahide, there's kind of a lot of people who are retired at Malahide, actually, when you look at the age demographics, that probably feeds into it a bit. But is it just other industries are present in these towns?
Yeah, and I think a key thing here is educational differences. So like the proportion of the population to have a third level qualification, particularly with, I suppose, more low risk towns, or at low risk towns, would be the population would have a lot of graduates, a lot of third level qualifications, whereas that's not so much the case in high risk towns.
And when we talk about jobs being at risk, are we talking about jobs disappearing and you know, some version of AI taking over completely, or just taking over an aspect of it, or the kind of the nature of the job changing?
Well, definitely it will take over nature of the job and parts of the job, but you know, there's the high risk element of this is that, you know, there's a 70% chance that actually the occupation would be replaced. So, you know, we employed internationally recognized methodology that asked experts in the AI field and automation field to identify the type of tasks that would be automated. And we matched this then with occupations at CSO date, and we were able to get down to a town level to get a good indication of the types of jobs that would be more likely to be automated. So from that perspective, we know that actually a lot of these jobs are at high risk of being automated, given current knowledge and technologies.
The point we were talking about earlier, myself and Shane, was that, you know, at every kind of big technological jump in human history, like, jobs have been lost, but it has kind of created jobs that you couldn't have envisioned beforehand. You know, and I gave the example of the fella driving the horse and trap, or the farrier, the stable boy, kind of got the job in the Dunlop factory making tyres, which didn't exist when we relied on the horse. Is that going to be the case here? Is that the general consensus that, look, these jobs might disappear, but other jobs will be created?
I think most economists would align with that we will create other types of jobs, other types of sectors. You know, there's new products that we haven't innovated yet, and obviously new services as well, that will absorb most of the new job opportunities. So I envisage that we will create jobs. Like, if we look at unemployment in America, for instance, you know, we're record levels. We've always been able to create new jobs and new positions. So I don't think that's the biggest fear here. I suppose the biggest fear that we had, I suppose we're coming from this from a spatial perspective, is the displacement that this will have on certain areas. We know that, you know, for instance, larger cities are driving growth, and they're swallowing up an awful lot of the job opportunities, and this is kind of leaving behind smaller cities, mid-sized towns, and you know, we were I suppose more particularly concerned about the peripheral areas here and the displacement effect that it might have in Ireland.
So is this a kind of another death knell for the small rural town in favour of the urban centre?
No, I think what we get is a very mixed story, and it's a very complex story in the sense that we get some rural areas, I suppose rural towns, that are actually doing extremely well at a very low risk of automation. And then we obviously get the mixed bag. We get some towns then that are at high risk. But in particular, it's the mid-sized towns. You know, you're talking around 5,000, population above 5,000, that are particularly, we found to be particularly at risk. And maybe this was because, you know, they became large centres based on agricultural-based type of occupations and also manufacturing. And we know that, given current knowledge, that, you know, there's an awful lot of jobs here that could be automated into the future.
And when you talk about the issue of education being one of the points that marks out a town as being more insulated than those at risk, is this report then essentially a warning to the government that, look, we must focus on education and funding third level education and driving that knowledge economy?
Well, I think there's a number of sectors or signals here for the government, in the sense that, you know, an awful lot of our, I suppose, policy in terms of intervention comes from top-down approach, you know, IDA, Enterprise Ireland. But given the complexity that's on the ground here, I think we need to have a more bottom-up approach. We know that, you know, local areas don't really have the autonomy. They're, you know, they have to apply for funding all the time. And so they're not really in control of their own destiny here or be able to drive a future for themselves. I think that's one of the key problems. And so really you need to have sensitive place-based type of interventions to be able to maximise, I suppose, the potential that these areas might have. And there's probably an awful lot of potential that goes unexploited, particularly when you're focused on looking to the IDA to maybe send a factory in your direction or foreign direct investment in your direction.
All right, we'll leave it there. Fascinating stuff. Dr. Frank Crowley, a lecturer in economics in UCC Live from our Cork Studio.